the individual mechanism. A human being is composed of spirit and matter. The spiritual component is your real self, known as Atman in Sanskrit. The material layers comprise the physical body, mind, and intellect. The physical body is the equipment which perceives and acts. Mind is that which feels emotions, while the intellect thinks, reasons, judges. However, these material equipments are inert, insentient per se. Atman, the Supreme Self, is that which lends sentiency to the equipments. You are a composite personality with Atman at the core and the body, mind and intellect enveloping it. Atman, the Self, is ever at rest, the abode of absolute peace and bliss. The wise identifies with the inner self and merely allows the body, mind and intellect to operate. By withdrawing himself thus to his spiritual center, he becomes impersonal, detached, objective. His mind then turns peaceful, while his body remains active and dynamic. That is the key to success and progress in life. The physical body has two sets of organs, the five organs of perception and the five organs of action. The organs of perception are the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and skin. The organs of action are hands, feet, and the organs of speech, generation, and excretion. The mind contains emotions and feelings, love, kindness, passion, anger, hatred, envy, jealousy, etc., belong to the mind. The mind is also referred to as heart, which is different from the anatomical heart. Beyond the realm of the mind lies the intellect. The intellect is your faculty to think, reason, judge, decide. You will have to exercise your intellect to decide on a course of action. The mind and intellect together constitute your inner personality, which defines your individuality. You are what you are because of your indwelling mind and intellect. The physical body is a vehicle which carries your personality from one experience to another. You employ your body, mind and intellect to contact the world. Atman merely animates them. It has little to do with their activities. It serves like electricity in electrical gadgets. Electricity activates the heater to heat, cooler to cool, bulb to glow, etc. But it has nothing to do with these expressions. So does the Atman remain a mere animating principle witnessing your physical, mental, and intellectual activities. When you contact the world, three distinct transactions take place. Receipt of sense stimuli from the world, reaction within your personality, response to the world. The stimuli from the world reach you through your organs of perception, color and form through your eyes, sound through ears, smell through nose, taste through tongue, and touch through skin. Having entered therein, the stimuli react with the mind and intellect. the type of reaction within will depend upon the quality of the stimuli contacted and the nature of your mind and intellect reacting with them. Consequent to the reaction, you send out responses back into the world through your organs of action. Analyze your present experience of reading this literature. Your eyes are taken in the stimuli in the form of letters and words. These stimuli reach your mind and intellect. A reaction sets in. The mind feels and the intellect judges as per their quality and texture. In some, the reaction may be favorable. In that case, the response will be to read further. In others, the reaction may be unfavorable and their response will be to stop reading. Receipt, reaction and response are the three transactions constantly taking place in your life. The human mechanism resembles a manufacturing process which too comprises the three operations. Raw material is fed into the factory at one end. The material is processed by the machines. The products manufactured are dispatched at the other end. To ensure the best production, all three operations have to be perfected. Raw material taken in must be of good quality, machines tuned up and operated properly, end products tested to ensure quality control. Likewise, the three transactions of life have to be optimized to ensure a perfect life. In the first transaction, your sense organs are constantly perceiving sense objects of the world. Your eyes see color and form, ears hear sound, nose smells odor, etc. Different types of stimuli reach your personality. You need to examine their quality, avoid the inflow of impure stimuli. These are the germs which cause psychological diseases. They create mental agitations. You must examine the type of sights that your eyes see, the type of food your tongue tastes, etc. Check your perceptions to ensure an inflow of pure, healthy stimuli. In the second transaction, examine the reactions that take place within you. You may regulate and receive pure stimuli, yet they may produce impure reactions like jealousy, greed, lust, etc. Depending upon the nature of your mind and intellect, there are two ways of controlling the reactions. The initial and temporary way is to become aware of them and check their effects from spreading further. But a permanent control is achieved by rehabilitating your mind and intellect through knowledge and understanding. The third transaction of life is the responses transmitted through your organs of action. Examine the quality of actions executed by your body. If the actions are self-centered and selfish, they tell upon your life. They agitate your mind, make you unhappy. If they are unselfish, they generate peace and happiness. Hence, your actions have to be rendered unselfish. The knowledge of Vedanta helps you achieve that. Wherever you are, whatever you be, you must perfect the above three transactions in life. Every human being is well equipped to set things right for his spiritual evolution. Your present nature is best suited for your development. Realize that. Make good use of your faculties to discover the peace and happiness within you. The ignorant masses, however, are not aware of their inherent power to steer their way to perfection. Instead, they boast over their mundane achievements or bemoan their failings in life. They suffer from either a superiority or an inferiority complex. You must be careful not to develop either complex. No one is superior or inferior. Everyone has a distinct part to play in this world. So have you. Recognize your part and play it well. Thus would you progress to perfection. The American poet, philosopher Ralph Waldo Emerson has well brought out the problem of complexes in human beings in his poem, The Mountain and the Squirrel. The poem depicts a mountain carrying forests on his back but cannot crack a nut, whereas a squirrel that can crack a nut cannot carry forests. Therefore, none is superior or inferior in this world. All creatures serve as spokes in the wheel of life. God merely acts as the hub holding everything together. The poem.